In his budget, Governor Jim Doyle included about $420,000 for the pool. This week, the Joint Finance Committee put aside a smaller amount, $300,000, for it. Doyle says it's remarkable that the health purchasing program was one of the first items the committee trimmed. But the committee included a lifeline. Joint Finance wants a legislative task force to recommend law changes that'll get the private employer health care coverage program up and running. And the executive director of Wisconsin Independent Businesses says the program has an excellent future if the legislature takes action. Wayne Corey says lawmakers need to tackle rate bans. Insurers use the bans to set coverage rates. That can get complicated within large groups of people because past health problems can mean higher rates for some. Corey calls the coverage program the most important small business issue of this legislative session.
The public's fed up. The employer marketplace is fed up. We cannot live with these 40, 50, 60% health insurance rate increases year after year after year. And I think the timing is right. I think something's going to happen this year.
The program was first approved back in 1999, but the state's never been able to find a private contractor to oversee it. The Health Insurance Purchasing Alliance has drawn criticism from some insurance companies. They say reducing or scrapping rate bans could drive up the cost of health care for everyone. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.